Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It is St. Patrick's Day week. St. Patrick's Day coming up on the 17th this Sunday. And every Tuesday in the feed, we talk food with our friend Alex from CT Food Girly. You can find her on Instagram at CT Food Girly. And wanted to talk about the Irish pubs, where to have some, you know, St. Patrick's Day times here in Connecticut this week, Alex.
Yes, my Italian family, we always joke around and we say that everybody is Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
Exactly.
Great pubs to go to. I'm going to start us off in Brantford. There's Tommy Sullivan's Cafe. I went here last year on St. Patrick's Day. It's a festive tavern. They have a wraparound bar. It's really beautiful inside. They have your traditional Irish pub fare, classic ales. For St. Patrick's Day, they are having a full menu. There was corned beef and cabbage dinner for $24 on there. They're also offering a slain, which is the Irish whiskey promo. They also have bagpipes coming and drums coming, live Irish music too. For parade day, they even did glass engraving, which I thought was super cool to get on your Guinness.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, kind of like a little memento to take from the day.
Yeah.
In Hamden, we have the Playwright Irish Pub Restaurant, another awesome Irish pub, family-friendly restaurant, wide-ranging menu, and some of that classic tavern digs we all love. Their live Irish music session starts at 4 p.m. every Saturday in March, sorry, Sunday. And for the holiday, they have Irish dancers coming, two live music artists, and a DJ. One item I definitely want to get on my hands is their Irish whiskey baby back ribs. So slow-roasted baby back ribs, smothered with Irish whiskey barbecue sauce, served with steak fries, Irish baked beans, and coleslaw.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Now, especially for St. Patrick's Day, I also want to mention for the Playwright that they have an outdoor patio. Since that weather's supposed to be nice this weekend, could be a good spot to go hang outside.
Nice. That's great.
Next up, we have the Trinity Bar located in New Haven. This is a cozy pub. It's packed with flat screen TVs, live music, Irish and American fare. Also has outdoor seating too for this weekend. This is one of my favorite Irish pubs. Their fish and chips is an absolute must try. I went on the Taste of New Haven French Fry Tour, and the Trinity was one of the stops. Honestly, one of my favorite stops in New Haven. Delicious chips, truly the perfect St. Patrick's Day meal and atmosphere at the Trinity Bar in New Haven.
Yeah, the music and the atmosphere really makes it on St. Patrick's Day. That's great. These are some great spots.
Yeah, these are nice and big pubs too, so there's definitely enough room for everybody to enjoy.
Everyone can raise a pint of Guinness too.
Yeah.
Somebody who's Irish like myself, I'm very excited about this time of year, especially going to eat all the Irish food and the different Irish taverns and pubs we have here in the state of Connecticut. So every Tuesday we talk food with our friend Alex from CT Food Girly, and you can find her on Instagram at CT Food Girly. So what other places do we have in Connecticut to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, Alex?
Yeah, so I'm not Irish, but my Italian family always jokes that everybody is Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, we got a couple of awesome pubs here in Connecticut I'm going to share. Going to start us off with Duffy's Tavern. This is in West Haven. Great neighborhood hangout spot serving Irish pub grub. Inside, they got rich oak, got antique, vintagey, speakeasy vibes. For St. Patrick's Day, they're serving up premium Hummel Brothers corned beef brisket and their Duffy's staple. It's called the Shamrock Shake. Mm. It is whipped cream vodka, whipped cream to cocoa, green cream to meth, and vanilla cream. I also saw a great new drink on their menu, too. It's their Cafe Gaelish. It's Jameson Cold Brew Whiskey, Shankey's Whiplash Irish Liqueur, and Bailey's Irish Cream with vanilla puree and fresh espresso. Very creamy, but sounds delicious to me.
Yummy.
Next, we have O'Brien's Sports Pub and Restaurant in Danbury. This is another great spot to enjoy authentic Irish food and drinks. Added all American favorites, too. I would love their Irish nachos right about now. It's house-made potato chips, topped with cheese, quark, sour cream, pico de gallo. You can add chili or chicken. They also have a great selection of sandwiches, too. Corned beef or pastrami Reuben, corned beef on rye, even an Irish BLT made with crispy Irish bacon.
Ooh, that sounds good. I love the sandwiches on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, so good. Next up is the Sitting Duck Tavern. Now, they're in Trumbull, Stratford, and Oxford. All the Sitting Duck Tavern locations have a great beer menu with lots of variety that will be perfect for St. Patrick's Day. And although the food normally leans more towards the American Tavern neighborhood bar side, for this week, actually starting today, they're bringing out their St. Patrick's Day specials. They have a Reuben pub chip on there, smashed taters, corned beef dinner, corned beef Reubens, Irish Guinness stew, and the leprechaun cake for dessert. They even did an Irish margarita. They have Irish soda there as well.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I love the Irish margarita. What a twist. Last on my list is the Tingene's Canal. It's pronounced Tingene. It's the Irish pub that's in Stamford. It's spelled Tygene. It's Gaelic for small home or cottage. It's inspired by the environment of the Irish cottage. And this is your classic grub. Great craft beers. They have pints. They have pub games. This is a local hangout spot for St. Patrick's Day. They're having a huge tent party. Big beers, live music, much more. Those doors open at 9 a.m., and that tent party starts at 12 p.m. with a live DJ throughout the day and throughout the night. They have corned beef and cabbage ready to go. The Guinnesses are lined up. That's going to be a good time.
Yeah, that place is super fun. A couple weeks ago at the Stamford St. Patrick's Day Parade, I went there before. And yeah, it's definitely a festive Irish atmosphere. The other place, when I used to live in South Norwalk, is O'Neill's pub down, the Irish pub down there. They always have a huge tent party like that, too. And that's always a good time. But there's some great spots, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of great Irish pubs here to celebrate for St. Patrick's Day.
I'm going to celebrate all week, and then everyone have fun on St. Patrick's Day this Sunday. All right, thanks so much, Alex. Find her on Instagram at @ctfoodgirly.
Thanks.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.